I'm Mr. Eddie Treadwell, here at Michigan Alger Correction Facility. And today I'd like to speak a little bit about who is Mr. Eddie Treadwell. You know, to give you a little insight, a view of who I am, you know, or how I consider myself to be. Right? You know, most people, when they try to express themselves, you have to try to cut through the biases, their own personal biases, because people will always try to give you the best idea, image of who they are, you know, opposed to some of the things they may find to be unbecoming, you know, of an individual, right? So let me just start by saying I'm 57 years old, and I've been incarcerated for over 32 years now, and I was a citizen of Detroit, Michigan, in the ghetto, you know, so I learned and did everything that encompasses the ghetto until I come to prison for got people who robbed and killed my brother. You know, he ended up trying to kill me, and I ended up firing my weapon, and one limb ended up dead. So here I am in Michigan Department of Corrections for over 32 years, and I have grown, transformed myself to be the best individual that I can possibly be, because I have already experienced all the worst that life has to offer in the ghettos. You know, through poverty, poor education, early drug addiction when I was out there when I was younger, you know. And now I'm more clean, mind is free of a lot of taintedness from the hatred that's that fosters in the ghetto. Right? So I've grown to develop to be more of a caring type of individual, more of an individual that has passion for life, you know, and dream of a better future, you know, instead of being incarcerated, surrounded by concrete and steel, and a whole lot of individuals who may not have evolved to a higher point as of yet in their bit or in their time since they've been incarcerated, you know, because it takes time and a lot of effort and hard work, you know, it's like pressure, you know, creates that diamond. Right? So it's been a lot of pressure and things going on in my life, you know, losing my family, all my family members and everything. You know, mother, father, brother, sister, grandmother, et cetera, et cetera. Right? So now I feel like as though my roots have been cut, you know, from my upbringing, from my ancestry have been cut, you know. So I'm like a limb just sitting out alone, you know. And just that sense and that feeling of being cut from the root. You know, I can't listen to my mother's voice or my sister's voice or my brother's voice or to explain the cares of the world, what's going on with me or, you know, whatever the case may be. I have to find someone else to do that, to express myself. So in the process of doing that, you create more of a connection with people, right? And you understand the importance of people, you know, how one cannot live unto themselves. You know, so every living thing is bound by a cord to every other living thing, right? So the living have to come together, you know what I'm saying, and help and assist each other in their journey in life, right? So I found myself being able to communicate and instruct others and try to bring out the best in them, to uplift their spirits and motivate them and, you know, give some type of sense of direction and purpose for life, right? And in turn, it's helped soothe my soul, right? My soul come to be soothed and at peace with my existence, being incarcerated, because I know I have something to offer through my experience, through my words, through my passion, through, you know, my knowledge and information that I have gained throughout the years. You know, so Mr. Eddie Treadwell have come to be a person of depth, you know, I would say. I have depth, you know, I'm just not one way. I'm just not Asiatic, a man of color incarcerated as just a simple statistic. I'm a person with purpose, you know what I'm saying, and meaning. You know, I'm a person with a fire and a desire to help elevate the minds of the people. I have that fire and desire. desire in me. When you see me, people say they see that glow. They see that light, the light of truth. You know, they hear that passion. You know, they hear the words that can help elevate, motivate, and stimulate the minds to action. You know, to raise themselves up instead of just being a simple statistic in prison, but to be worth something. You know, be somebody of relevance. And not someone who is obsolete, you know. So I'm steady. I'm still a progress at work. You know, I'm steady evolving. I'm steady changing. I'm steady growing. You know, I'm man of vast experiences in prison. You know, and prison have, you know, prison have its downfalls. You know, I have a tendency sometimes, you know, I don't like noise. I'm like a quiet type of person. So I get agitated, you know, people hollering, screaming, jumping, doors slamming, and this, that, and other, that kind of disturb me. I haven't been able to overcome that as of yet, you know. And, you know, so this is just a glimpse of Mr. Andy Treadwell. You know, if anybody would like to contact me and discuss any type of topic or whatever the case may be, you can always email me at Mr. Andy Treadwell at gmail.com. You know, no spaces, no capital letters, just Mr. Andy Treadwell at gmail.com, or either Jay Pavey here at prison, Alger Correctional Facility here in Michigan. And this is just part one, this particular topic. I believe I have much, much more to say regarding who is Mr. Andy Treadwell. So stay tuned and have a wonderful day.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.